Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Holy God, at times we doubt. Help us to get up, to be your resurrection. And we thank you that this is not the end, but only the beginning. Amen. I'm not so sure about this whole Easter thing, this whole resurrection thing. I have some doubts. First of all, it's raining today. What's up with that? I mean, it's Easter Sunday. I prayed to God, "God, can we please have a sunny day for our Easter egg hunt?" Second of all, why is it that the date of Easter keeps shifting around? Last year, it was in April. This year, it's in March. Next year, it's in April again. When exactly is Easter? Seems kind of shifty how it keeps moving around. Highly suspicious. My daughter was asking about this, and then my mom, Omi, grandma, explained it, how the date of Easter is picked. She said, Easter happens on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. Right? Sounds more like the lyrics to an Enya song. I like Enya, by the way. I like the music. Another reason to have suspicion is the way time is counted. Jesus was dead for 3 days. Someone else was asking me about this from our women's group. She said, "How was Jesus dead for 3 days if he dies at noon on Friday?" Okay, so then 24 hours later would be Saturday at noon. 48 hours would be noon on Sunday. That's like 36 hours. Where do they get 3 days? Another reason to have suspicions is the Bible itself. When I was taking New Testament in seminary for our final exam, we had to have compared the four Gospels and their narratives of the resurrection. And they are all highly different from one another. Very little overlap. And if they can't agree, then who can we trust? Mark, who we read this morning, is especially dubious. He makes some claims that are just fantastical. For example, he says, "Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome witnessed the empty tomb. They're told by a man dressed in white that Jesus is not there. The man says he is risen." And then, this is the part that really gets me. It's the details you have to pay attention to, right? If you're corroborating evidence, if you're listening to a witness, are they consistent with their details? And listen to this detail that Mark says. He says that the women ran away from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anybody? Really? Three women not saying anything? And then, of course, there's the central issue. How could someone who is dead come back to life? We were talking about this at our Bible study, and I asked our faithful members of the Bible study, what would you say to someone who was having doubts? And here is a list of the ideas our members came up with. Number one, if a friend came and said they were having doubts, don't say anything at all. Just listen. Number two, take them by the hand, lead them outside, show them the beauty of nature, show them your garden, and see God's hand at work. Number three, don't judge them. Tell them it's okay to doubt. Number four, pray with them and ask, Lord, help my unbelief. Number five, invite them to our Bible study. They'll fit in well. That was a joke. Number six, say to them, you have to have faith. Number seven, tell them that it's more important that they act faithfully, that they're an ethical person, even if they question. I think those are an excellent list of ideas to tell someone. And depending on the person, each one of them very effective. I'll tell you what I do when I doubt. When I'm plagued by doubt, I get up. I mean it. If I'm laying in bed in the morning and I'm plagued by doubt, and I think, is God going to help me? I get up out of bed and I do what I need to do. I live my life. I deal. I get up. Please repeat after me. Get up. Biblical theologian Will Gaffney writes in her book, Womanist Midrash, that when we interpret scriptures, we need to have a sanctified imagination. So enter into your sanctified imagination for a moment with me and think back to that first Easter morning, according to Mark. The three women get up. But they don't get up at the same time. Imagine them sleeping. It's a fitful sleep. They're full of doubt. They're discouraged. And then imagine one angel reaching down and waking up first Mary Magdalene, because of course she was the leader. She was arguably of equal apostolic authority to Peter. So the angel wakes her up first, and what does the angel say to her? What does he say to her? Get up! And so she gets up, and then she goes over to Mary, the mother of James, and she shakes Mary, the mother of James, gently by the shoulders, and she says to her, get up. And then the two Marys go over to Salome, and they grab her, and they say, get up. And then they go, they get the spices, they walk to where the tomb is, and they're wondering, who will roll away the stone so that we can care for the body of Jesus? And when they get there, the stone's already been moved. Why? Because earlier that morning, an angel came to that stone, and the angel said to the stone, get up, get over. And the stone moved. And if you think back into your sanctified imagination, what happened in that tomb, I don't think it was just one angel. I don't think it was two angels. I can imagine all the angels, all the messengers of God coming, the very presence of the ineffable one, the author of creation, and all of their multitude of heavenly hosts in the cave, sounding out as one a chorus of life and ringing out, singing to Jesus who was lying dead. He was dead. And they sang out to him. What did they sing? They sang, get up. And he got up. And so Mary, and Salome are witnesses, the first witnesses to this resurrection. And Mark, the author of Mark, tells us, they're told, now go, where are all the male disciples? They're sleeping in. They're scared. They're full of doubt. And who is going to go to them? It's going to be Mary, Mary, and Salome. I'm sorry, Mark. You got it wrong. They weren't quiet forever. Maybe they were quiet for a little bit, but they went to those men, and what did they say to them? They said, get up. Maybe this Easter Sunday, you're happy as a clam. Maybe your faith is rock solid. That's great. Congratulations. What are you going to do about it? You are going to get up. Maybe this Easter Sunday, you're feeling down. Maybe your faith is in crisis. What do you need to do? Get up. Maybe this Easter Sunday, your body is physically not capable of getting up. Maybe life has been harder on you than any other person can understand. Maybe you've been pushed down and mistreated. In that case, in your spirit, your emotions, and your mind, what do you need to do? You need to get up. This Easter, don't worry about how strongly you believe in the resurrection. Instead, be the resurrection. Do the resurrection. Resurrect. In other words, get up. Get up. Get up. Here's the good news. Even a stone-cold skeptic can believe this. The cross was not the end. Resurrection wasn't even the end. This is not the end. The story isn't even close to being over. This is only the beginning. We have so much more life to live. We have thousands of generations to come after us and to live on this beautiful earth that God has created. There are forests yet to grow. There are mountains yet to be built. There are oceans yet to teem crystal clean and pure with life. There are volcanoes to glow. There are galaxies yet to be born. This is not the end. That was not the end. This is the day. This is the day. This is a new beginning. This is a resurrection. We are the resurrected body of Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We will get up. We will walk. We will dance. We will rise. We will get up. Amen. Please get up as we sing our hymn of the day.